Good morning, and welcome to this hearing of the D.C. Rental Housing Commission. I am Chief Judge Michael T. Spencer, and I am joined by my colleagues, Judge Lisa M. Gregory and Judge Rupa Ringa. Today is July 17, 2019, and the time is 11:02 a.m. We are convened in the Commission's hearing room, which is located at 441 4th Street Northwest, Suite 1140 B North, Washington, D.C. We are here pursuant to D.C. Law 6-10, the Rental Housing Act of 1985, as amended. This hearing, noticed at 11 a.m., is in regard to the housing accommodation located at 3003 Van Ness Street Northwest, Apartment W1131 in Washington, D.C. The tenant petition has been numbered as RHTP16-30842. This cross appeal is between Smith Property Holding Van Ness LP, housing provider, and Gabriel Feynman, tenant. The commission notes that there are parties seated before it and would ask that you identify yourselves for the record, beginning with the housing provider.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Carrie Busen. I'm from the law firm of Baker Hostetler LLP here in Washington, D.C., and I represent Smith Property Holdings Van Ness LP.
Thank you. Good morning. I am Gabriel Feynman, the tenant. Excuse me, and I am appearing here pro se.
Thank you. I would briefly like to explain the Commission's procedures. Our rules are pretty similar to those of the D.C. Court of Appeals. Each side will have 20 minutes to present its argument, beginning with the housing provider. Each party must present all of its argument within the 20-minute time frame and will have no rebuttal time. In its discretion, the Commission may allow additional time for argument to a party in the event that we engage in questions that occupy a substantial portion of that party's time. Our decision will be issued in writing and sent to the parties. In this proceeding, the Commission does not request nor would it accept post-hearing submissions from either party. Please make sure that everyone turns off any cell phones or other electronic devices. At least put them on silent if you need to access them. The Commission is aware of one preliminary matter in this case. The housing provider filed an opposition brief on July 15, 2019. In the brief, the housing provider moved to strike the tenant's brief as untimely. Mr. Feynman, would you like a few minutes to respond?
Well, I'd like to apologize to the commission for my late filing it. As I explained to the clerk, I was confused by the website that she pointed out was not yet under your control. The website incorrectly explained the procedure when it said that the commission would, quote, notify the parties of the deadline for filing briefs, end of quote. And, you know, the last time I was here before the commission, we had a very strict 30-day period before the hearing in order to submit these briefs. Now it appears this has been extended out to 2 months, which may produce more paper for you. I don't know. But I was confused by that and also by the fact that the law firm on the other side had filed nothing either. So I finally called when got within the 30-day, or shortly after the 30-day period, I called Ms. Miles, the clerk, who told me that the briefs were overdue, and I brought my brief in the next day. I really apologize.
Okay, thank you. Any other preliminary matters? Okay. Hearing none, we will take the housing provider's motion under advisement. At this time, the housing provider may proceed with his argument.
Good morning. I will be quick on the background of this litigation because this case has been before the Rental Housing Commission before.